We're going to go over to Newaygo County right now.
Run up to Frankenmuth, Michigan.
But we're going to run down to Birmingham right now, Birmingham, Michigan.
We're up at Northwood University. And
we're going to go over to South Haven, Delaney, Eastern Michigan University.
You'll be hearing us from all over the place, but that's the beauty of this broadcast.
Now, from the studios in downtown Lansing, it's Chris Holman's Business Beat.
Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network. Jeffrey Mosier sitting in for Chris Holman. No, not out on the road, back in our 617 Seymour Avenue studios, just north of the State Capitol Building in downtown Lansing, Michigan, and reaching out over the line this time around for Edith Hatter Williams, CEO of Capital Area Michigan Works, CAMWA, out of Lansing. But she's on the road for some great meetings today. Welcome back to the program, Edie.
Thanks so much for having me back.
Excellent. And, well, we talk many issues with Capital Area Michigan Works, and I think, this time around it would be appropriate to look at diversifying business environments to attract and retain talent. Can you jump into that?
Oh, absolutely. We just feel it's so important for organizations and communities that want to globalize and diversify, because it's going to help our region continue to grow and prosper. And in fact, according to a 2011 Forbes survey, 85% of participants agreed or strongly agreed that diversity was crucial to fostering innovation in the workplace.
And Lansing's certainly a diverse city, so you can speak to that.
Oh, absolutely. And so we have such a deep appreciation for the arts to foster creativity with faith communities and also multicultural events that celebrate our differences, and also our renowned colleges and universities that attract the best and the brightest minds. But that also translates to the business environment, and our business environment and community also need to be diverse in order to thrive. And one of the things that Diversity Lansing seeks to do is to increase conversations about how diversity helps our region to be a place where people can thrive and succeed and prosper and explore. And I happen to sit on the advisory committee as a senior advisory member to that initiative, which was launched by the Lansing Economic Area Partnership, better known as LEAP.
All right. And this, therefore, with LEAP, spreads out over the Tri-County area, similar to the coverage area of CAMWA.
Absolutely. And our goal is to encourage and leverage partnerships that celebrate and embrace the core values of a diverse, welcoming, and affirming region, which will strengthen our economy, help our businesses attract and retain world-class talent, and also create opportunities for all the residents of our three-county area.
Yes, and recognizing and engaging others in that rich tapestry of diversity and culture, I think would position our area well to compete for that talent globally.
Yes, yes. We are very excited about the four workshops that we held last year. I mean, they were sold out, and it was just great to see the different companies. I mean, you're talking big companies in our region that participated in those four sessions. And so it just reaffirmed our thought that we're on the right track to helping companies that really want to grow and be diverse, to give them some kind of tools in the toolkit to help them get there.
Well, it sounds like our region's doing a good job, but I guess it takes buy-in from each and every company, from the mom-and-pop shops to the big corporations, to all get on board with the same focus.
It does. It does. And it does have to start at the top, you know, so you've got to have the CEO-level folks that are letting their HR departments or those that may be helping them, such as our business services team, you have to, you know, let them know that diversity in your organization really is important and that you are serious about it, and that individuals know that you're serious about it. And it does just make for a better workplace to have folks from different cultures, different regions, and it helps the workforce to learn about the different cultures and regions and different beliefs.
And that doesn't just happen overnight. That takes some intentional time put in and thoughtfulness as well.
Yes, it does. It takes time and dedication to ensure that a business has a diverse foundation and also that it fosters an environment that will attract a diverse group of individuals.
Well, that toolbox probably is going to help out some folks.
We hope so. I mean, that was the whole point of doing that. And so folks that are interested in the toolbox, if they go to purelansing.com/diversitylansing, they can learn more about the organization and also access the toolbox.
Tremendous. Thank you so much for checking in with us again this month, Edith.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Excellent. As always, Edie Hatter-Williams, the CEO of Capital Area Michigan Works, Camway of Lansing, Michigan. We'll be back with more on the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network.